legendary Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, episode 47, sponsored by Ersties, a group of sex-loving women making authentic amateur porn. One of Ersties' hottest series ever is their first sex series. Picture two people who have never met having sex for the very first time. The nerves and the lust are all so primal, and it's all captured on camera. Talk about hot. Welcome to the podcast. Hey, Mr. Skin, how are you?
Hey, plant lady, how are you?
I'm skintastic.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, by the way, we'll be talking to the mastermind behind Ersties a little later in the show, Paulita Papel, so I'm excited about that. But yeah,
Make
fun of you being called Plant Lady, though. That's awesome. It's your new nickname.
I love it. You know, we had so much fun on Below Deck. If people are like, what is Mr. Skin talking about? We were on another episode that last Tuesday, and I'm just blown away by how much fun we had, especially that last dinner when they came out in those little tiny hand-painted outfits.
Yeah,
wasn't that the highlight of the trip?
It really was. That was cool that they did that for us. And now we finally saw the second episode last week, and I was wondering, you tape this stuff and you go on the boat and you have a riot, but you have no idea what they're going to show, how they're going to show it.
Right.
I think if just looking at the whole experience overall, I told you before, I was a little reluctant to do the show. I didn't know how they would portray us, the whole thing. I gotta say, even though we brought, like, you know, the girls from Naked News and you, and with the nudity and stuff, I still think it came across, I'm hoping it came across in a fun, I think our whole group looked good. I know some of the nudity probably offended some people, but overall, they couldn't have been nicer to us. I couldn't have been happier with how the thing went. And it was fun to watch. I actually enjoyed the second episode even more than the first episode.
Oh, absolutely. Me too. And I will tell you, Skin, on Twitter the past week, people have been really picking up on what a gentleman you are. People were saying all over Twitter from all over, you know, America and other countries that have watched this, how our group of charter guests was ideal, and they wish that all the guests were as gracious and appreciative of the service as you were. So people really did pick up on the fact that, like, hey, this guy, his life is devoted to nudity on the small and big screen, but he's really a great guy with a solid wife and hangs out with cool people. So definitely people got the real you and saw what a great guy you really are. So I'm excited, and I can't wait to see the next episode where they reveal the tip we left.
Yeah, maybe that.
Or you left, not me.
Maybe after they see the tip I left, they won't think so highly of me. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, you know what? That's very nice. You know, I didn't see any. I rarely go on Twitter. I have our Twitter team.
Oh, I'm all over.
Yeah, I know. You're a twatter. No, but you are. But that's very nice that people were saying that. And that was, listen,
they were.
In all honesty, even if I was without cameras there and someone waited on me, I would never be a jerk to people. In fact,
I'm
the other side of it to a fault. So that's pretty funny that, or that's pretty nice that people were saying that on Twitter. But what a great experience. Let me ask you, how did you feel, you know, now that you saw the two episodes? Obviously everyone's kind of looking out for themselves. Just I'm interested to know how you felt. Obviously that little fun with your food list, but other than that, were you happy? Any disappointments? Just share with me what you thought about the show.
Well, I thought it was really funny how in the last episode, Chef Adam was like, oh my gosh, they're done with their food already. Like, I don't have time to make the next course. And it was because we were so hungry. You know, we all have, no matter what our diets are, our group likes to eat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And, you know, when you're eating really high end food, typically it's all about plating and making it look beautiful. And it's not so large on the portions. So the fact was, we ate our food so fast because we really wanted more. As far as
especially the raw people.
Yeah, right. Especially
you were hungry.
As I was so hungry. As far as we all came across, I thought it was pretty spot on, you know, where we really are a group of fun loving, you know, live in the moment type people. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
Exactly.
And I'm so glad that came across. And
because you don't know, because even if you are that person, you do not know how they'll edit it. What, you know, you may say something on Tuesday that they edit into something you did on Wednesday. So you don't know how that's all going to play out. But I couldn't have been happier. And when we did this, we were just counting on being on one episode. We got, you know, Mr. Skin, Naked News, our group, two episodes. And by the way, they did like 1.7 million the first episode. And they were like, it was like their highest ratings they've ever had for Below Deck. And I'm not saying it's because of me. I think what I did smart was bring you guys along because it made it, you know, titillating and fun. Yes. You know, it was like, you know, anyone's flipping channels and you see those girls pixelated, you're stopping to watch what's going on. And I'm amazed, as I've always said, naked girls equals ratings. But have you seen, when you look at the nudity, what blew me away, and I didn't even know this so much about the Bravo reality shows, is what they consider nudity. Like, it's weird. The girls, the nips would be edited out, but you could
just the nips.
So you could totally see the boobs, except for the nips. But like with butts, they were fine with showing a whole butt or a half a butt. Wasn't
full crack.
Now they did. They wouldn't like linger on it for a minute or something. But if it's in passing, you could see full buttage, and that's pretty cool that Bravo's doing this because they make a lot of money in commercials. So
absolutely, and times have changed, and all these kind of networks, they're owned by Viacom. And when I had done reality previously for VH1, which is under that Viacom umbrella, and I was naked jumping into pools and doing all this or that, I was totally pixelated out. Like, you couldn't even tell if I had a bush or not.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Because
it was just blur, blur, blur. But as times are changing, obviously TV is kind of being more lenient. Like, we could tell that Whitney, for example, was fully waxed.
Yes.
We could tell how tiny her areola were because the blurrage was so small.
And she needed way less pixelation.
Pixelation. And I was very, very happy with it, because the more we can normalize nudity and the more we can say, like, hey, you can be naked and not be a weirdo. You know, we're chill people. It gets people out of their stereotypes about nudity, and it lets them be more accepting of it. So I think it's a great place to be on Bravo and kind of open up those eyes to some people who maybe, you know, unlike us, where we deal with nudity on a daily basis, just kind of open their minds and open their hearts to, hey, we're born naked, we live naked, people like butts, people like titties.
Right.
Well, you know,
I've had a few of my friends comment, like, how come you didn't look more excited with all those naked girls around you? But it's like, you know, after, you know, almost 18 years of doing this, not to say I'm jaded, but I've been around nude women a lot, both in what I do in my computer for my business, but also just from being in Las Vegas for doing television on Playboy TV and stuff. Like, it doesn't faze me to be around nude women. And I think some of my friends who work in an accounting office, it would, like, they'd have trouble talking. But no, they noticed that too. It was like, boy, you look so calm and cool around naked girls. I was like, well, that's kind of what I do for a living, you know? So anyway.
Yeah. A cute little side note, and I this just popped into my mind. I actually was texted by one of the executive producers, and he just wanted to thank me and the other girls, but me, because he had my phone number, for being able to shoot us in HD. He was like, it's so rare you get HD ready bodies that come on the boat.
That's and funny. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, it was so much fun having you guys on the boat because your bodies were so great and HD ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yes, baby. Yes.
Yeah. HD stands for hard D. Yeah. So anyway. that's great. That's great. And, no, that's a compliment to you guys too. So, getting off. So, yeah. So this whole Below Deck experience was awesome. And by the way, Andrea, these episodes are going to air in perpetuity for the rest of our lives.
Oh,
so,
baby, I know.
Yeah, it'll be great. But, anyway, I was overall really happy, about the whole experience. And if you haven't seen it, just
likewise,
go to Bravo. We're episodes 3 and 4. And I'm guessing.
And that tip's going to be revealed next episode,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and I'm guessing tonight's episode, you know, we're taping this, but Tuesday's episode should reveal the tip information. So,
stay tuned for that.
Yeah, episode 3 or 4 is Andrea and I and the team. So, very, very fun. So, anyway, but Andrea, I have so much nudity to get to as
usual.
Give
it to me, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to talk a little Twin Peaks with you because...
Oh, please, yes.
We didn't get, with all the other stuff going on, I haven't been able to talk Twin Peaks, and we've already seen 4 episodes. They did
it's crazy.
2 episodes on Showtime. So they did 2 episodes the first night, and we've seen the other 2 episodes. So I want to get to it, and there has been nudity. I want to discuss it. But first and foremost, you're probably a little young to remember when Twin Peaks was a television show, and it like captured like every, it was water cooler city. Everyone talked Twin Peaks. You don't even, that's not even in your world, right?
It's a little bit before my time, but it was such an important show that even though it was before me, I was still very aware of,
yeah, you know, a little
how
about
big
it, right,
of a show it was my entire upbringing. I knew what Twin Peaks was. It was like mentioning the show Friends, you know. It's like, even though I didn't watch that show ever, I'm very much aware of what it is. I know the characters. So it's such a big, important show in pop culture previously that God, I think everyone knows about Twin Peaks.
Yeah, and it was groundbreaking, let's face it. Yeah. I mean, David Lynch, the filmmaker who previously made like these weird movies like Eraserhead and the 1986 art house shocker Blue Velvet, he gets this TV show. He was by far the most cutting edge and probably avant-garde artist to ever create a mainstream TV show at that time. So ABC gives Lynch, David Lynch and his partner, this big budget and full creative control, which was a huge gamble for the network, but it you can't compare it. Like it's so hard to compare how crazy it was to give, you know, a director like that. It's like Salvador Dali producing a soap opera, you know, like that's, it was that weird. But the basic plot of the show was like a murder mystery. It was so this small town beauty queen, Laura Palmer, is murdered, and it's a mystery. And you had all these weird residents like the log lady, and then Kyle MacLachlan was this FBI agent, Dale Cooper, and he investigated the crime using mystical dream techniques. And it was interesting too. Here's something else. So when Laura Palmer's death, for TV at that time, it was very risque and brutal for television. She was raped, beaten, and strangled to death.
Oh,
now picture
geez.
That in 1990. That was, I mean, it still would
That's
be a big
intense.
Deal today, but it was very
yeah.
intense. So, and you got to remember, this is on ABC, and she was, I remember she was wrapped in plastic and dumped offshore, and her body washed up on the beach, and that was pretty rough stuff, especially for 1990. But
yeah.
So, and then I remember I was talking to some guys at the office, and we were talking about how in 1990, it was kind of a cool year for television. And if you think about it, because, and even movies, because you had Twin Peaks in 1990 premiered, you had the John Waters hit Crybaby PG-13 movie in theaters, which was very different than what people were used to. And then that was the same
year. Love that movie, by the way.
Oh yeah, no, and you get it. That was way out there for 1990.
Yeah.
And you know what else debuted in 1990? The Simpsons on Fox.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So yeah, a lot of stuff that was really pushing the envelope for what people were used to seeing on network television.
Yeah, so it was like it was crazy. And I remember the show became so popular that like the stars of the show, the hot girls from the show, I remember it was like Laura Flynn Boyle, Sherilyn Fenn, and I believe it was Maj Genomic. They were in the cover of Rolling Stone, and the cast was
nobody
knew who they were. They were like newbies, but they were really talented. They were beautiful and they were super sexual. Like, as an example, Machkinomic, who I'll get into in a second because I'm a big fan of her. She was on the show, but then Sherilyn Fenn did a thing where she took a cherry stem and in her mouth tied it into a knot, and that like drove the whole country was going crazy because this was, you got to remember that, you got to remember in 1990 how insane that was, and then not to mention all the violence and the craziness. And what eventually did the show in was the fact that they realized as this show's going on and everyone's talking about it that David Lynch and company didn't really have an ending for the show. They had this cool idea. It was all these neat effects and dialogue and everything, but they really truly didn't think out the ending. And people started to be like, oh my God, this is going nowhere. And they ended up canceling it after 25 episodes. So anyway,
wow.
I ramble here about Twin Peaks, but I want to put it in perspective. And what happened was it ended in 91, and then they did a movie called Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me, which bombed miserably in the box office. But it did have some really good nudity, and it made me very... hopeful for when 25 years later on Showtime, when this show debuted, the new version of Twin Peaks. And by the way, some people are calling it season 3 of Twin Peaks because a lot of the same cast members from the original show 25 years later are there, like Kyle MacLachlan's there as Dale Cooper, Cheryl Lee as Laura Palmer, Kimmy Robertson's in the Showtime one. She plays Lucy. Machkinomic, Shelley Johnson. So a lot of
Awesome.
Yeah, I know a lot of the original cast is back now. I don't know what a lot of these cast members were doing.
Last 25 years.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, a lot of them are back, which makes it really cool. But anyway, so I went on this long rampage. By the way, I don't think Lara Flynn Boyle, Sherilyn Fenn, or Joan Chen, who were all in the original, I haven't seen them listed that they're going to be. Now, there's going to be like 18 episodes of this show. So as of now, I haven't seen that they are going to be in the show, which is a bit of a bummer. But there's a ton of other actresses that weren't in the original that are big names that we're going to see it over the course of these 18 episodes, like Monica Bellucci.
I love her. I know.
Don't get me started on her.
I know. You and me both, baby.
Amanda Seyfried, Ashley Judd, Naomi Watts, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and a bunch of others are going to be in this 18 episode thing here on Showtime. So they more than made up. They kind of kept a lot of the original cast and then added some awesome actresses. So we're really jacked up about Twin Peaks here at MrSkin.com, and I wanted to share with you, Andrea, a little information about the nudity from the first... Okay, so the first episode, the very first episode had Madeline Zima doing a great nude scene. She's in a thong, takes it off, and she has sex with this guy. You get a great butt shot and some boobs. Now, here's an interesting thing. You remember The Nanny... The old TV show. Madeline Zima was Grace Sheffield, the little girl on The Nanny.
Which is crazy.
I know, it's crazy. She's grown up to be this gorgeous actress. Now, she also, in the first season of Californication, when she was just like 19 or 20 years old, she did that scene with David Duchovny where they were having sex and she punched David Duchovny in the face. It's a famous...
Who could forget that?
Yeah, it's a famous nude scene. So anyway, she had a great nude scene in the first episode, which was great. And then in the third episode, Kyle MacLachlan, who, by the way, looks so different than, you know, what I remember him in Showgirls and Sex in the City. He is got this weird hair going. He has a hooker come to his room who's super hot, this black actress. So anyway, her name's Nafessa Williams. But really,
she is banging.
Yeah, she's really hot, and the scene's great. And there's a little exchange of cash there. He's got the cash in his hand. She's completely naked, but he's playing a different version of his character. I don't want to give too much away about the show, but that's why he looks so wild in the scene. But anyway, we're going to be tracking this. I'm sure we'll have a lot more nudity to talk about. It's going to be 18 total episodes, Showtime Sunday night, check it out, and you'll be very happy when you watch this. Because, and by the way, so far so good. The show, it's got a kind of a vibe, like a Fargo vibe to it, and I think people are
cool,
really dig
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Super excited to watch this.
Yeah. So Twin Peaks, I've been meaning to get to that. I haven't been able to get to that in the podcast, but we're all over it.
So let's meet the mastermind behind Ersties and the first sex series, Paulita Papel. How are you, beautiful?
Hi, Andrea. Hi, Mr. Skin. Great to be on the show. How are you guys?
Hey, Paulita. How are you?
We're great.
So, Paulita, this first sex series, you want to tell our listeners a little more about what it is? It seems pretty unique in the porn world these days for amateur to mean amateur. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you. Well, absolutely. Actually, at Ersties, we're all about real people having real sex. So, you know, we're always finding new ways of showcasing this. And this series is about getting two people who have never met in front of a camera before and let them have sex. And how we arrive to this point is the real fun bit.
That is so awesome. And it's so incredible. And so what's more fun than the sex part? Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, good point. So basically, our last episode was all about Tinder, because from a woman's perspective, we wanted to show just how easy it is to swipe, match, and fuck, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right? From a woman's perspective, too. Yeah, it's way easier.
It is indeed. And so for this latest episode, what we wanted to do is to go old school TV dating show. Do you guys remember Blind Dates?
So something like where it's like one girl and then three guys with the wall in the middle and they have to answer questions, sexual innuendo type of thing. Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I mean.
Cool, cool, cool.
Very cool.
Basically, what we did is we casted a woman. We jumped on our old friend Tinder to find the three guys and we invited them for a date. So then they turned up to find that we had recreated the entire Blind Date TV show with the wall, you know, the three chairs on one side for the guys, one chair on the other for the woman. And amazingly, they were all game for it. So we went from there.
That is so cool. Taking it away from Tinder, getting into that blind date kind of feel. And looking at the footage, you literally had the bed right there in the room, right? I mean, like, we can see the three guys and behind them is a bed all made up and ready to roll.
Exactly. That's how we build it up, because we wanted these two people to go from seeing each other to fucking within seconds. Because,
wow.
Yeah, the first sex series is all about the true feelings and emotions and, like, the raw primal instinct connected with fucking a complete stranger for the very first time, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
So our goal is to make it as organic as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we had Lindsay asking the questions. She had like a few minutes to mull over who she was going to choose. And then from the answers that she was given, she just decided. And, you know, she wanted to fuck them right ahead and bang, literally.
Wow.
Back, the cameras are rolling and we capture it all.
You know, that really is amazing. You know, the porn industry is pretty, it's a pretty hard industry these days to be original and innovative. So, you know, hats off to you guys. That's really cool. And
thanks.
This shoots, it kind of manages to straddle this like weird space between like, it reminds me like those Japanese dating shows and kind of like comedy and then it, but at the same time, it's hot, really hot as fuck. So really cool. Hats off to you guys. That's awesome.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, that's what we were aiming for and we're happy that we, you know, manage to capture it and present it for all of you. And yeah, we've got like a few more ideas up our sleeve. Plus, this is a little exclusive for you. The first sex episode 4 will be out later this summer. So stay tuned for that.
That is so exciting. And it's been such a pleasure to talk to you, Paulita. And where can people go directly to see all this hot, great stuff you guys have going on at Ersties?
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.ersties.com.
Perfect.
And it's ersties.com. Ersties.
Absolutely fantastic. This sounds so entertaining, so innovative, so new, and so hot. We're big
and
fans over here.
It beats the dating game, that's for sure.
Yeah, dating game and then bang. We love it.
I love it so much.
Paulita.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Paulita.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, second, I wanted, you know, obviously we have a ton of television to talk about, and I'm looking now at MrSkinPodcast.com, and you can follow along and see these pictures that we're going to talk about. But it might be a little out of order, so bear with me here. But go down to the pics from I'm Dying Up Here, which is the stripper and do we have, oh yes, and Ginger Gonzalez.
Oh,
yes. So let me explain this show. So this is something that is pretty cool. It's a new Showtime series that follows this kind of like aspiring comedians in LA in the 1970s. And so, Andrew, so this the show I'm Dying Up Here is a Showtime series. It's new, and it follows these aspiring stand-up comedians in Los Angeles in the 1970s. And the series is entirely fictional, but it's loosely based on this nonfiction book called I'm Dying Up Here that chronicled the actual history of stand-up in the 70s. So,
wow.
Yeah, and it's LA-based. I think this show is going to be really cool. I'm excited. So here's the deal. So the premiere is set for Sunday, June 4th, so next Sunday. But Showtime made the episode available on its streaming services early.
Ooh, love it when they do that.
Yeah, which was great for us. So we grabbed it, and we're like, holy shit, this is great. So now I want you to remember that it's about comedians, but of course they have to, you know, they're always in nightclubs and all that other stuff. So they...
Oh, yeah. Comedians are naughty individuals, yeah, too. Lots of drinking, lots of partying, lots of women.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So one of the things that we noticed right away, and don't forget it's based in the 1970s, is they're in a strip club. Now, this is a weird scene because this actress in the scene is named Jessica Prince. She's playing a stripper. But notice something about her bush. It is a massively 1970s bush, and we were pretty quick to get that, you know, that's a merc, and there's no way an actress in LA that got a bit part on this show is walking around the bush like that. But what's weird,
that would take months to grow.
What's weird about it is, what do you notice about her breasts?
They're fake.
Yeah. So in 1970s, I would have been nicer to go with real breasts if you're going to go with the big merkin. But anyway, they were trying to recreate the 70s. But it's a great nude scene. But right away, we were like,
I love how that's what you noticed, because you know what I noticed about this picture? I can see her lips through her bush.
Oh my God.
That's where I'm looking.
I didn't notice that. I got to brighten my computer screen. You know what? You're right. What do you call that when lips sneak through a merkin?
I mean, I have no idea. Pushing through the curtains? I don't know, but I'm loving it. But you know what? Yeah, I think boob implants actually kind of came to be in the 80s,
very few women had them in the 70s or had them that looked decent.
But you know, you're so keen, and so am I, on deciphering fake boobs. These have a little bit of a saggage to them, so I think to a regular viewer who's not a implant connoisseur, they might not even notice. And they're probably looking for the lips.
Yeah, sometimes it's bad to be so thorough.
I know, right? It's like we know too much.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, she has a merkin lurker. She has some lipage coming merkin through the merkin. Lurker. Yeah. Anyway, so
good catch on that.
We'll have to see if we can make a playlist of that. But this is the first known lips through a merkin we've ever had at MrSkin.com. Hey, one other thing from that show that I wanted to talk about is this Ginger Gonzaga.
Yes, what a great name.
I know. We remember she did a brief but a cool sex scene on that a couple of years ago on HBO show called Togetherness. So we know her, and she has a scene where she's with her boyfriend who's a comedian, and then another guy shows up at the apartment, and she's just in a t-shirt, and she's making bacon in the kitchen, and her shirt's high enough where you could see her butt. What a butt she has. Ginger Gonzaga, I'm a big fan.
You know what? I love under butt. I love under boob. So far, the two pics you've shown me from this I'm Dying Up Here have the under boob shot we love. We got the undercarriage shot we love. And we got the under butt shot we love. I mean, is this already just perfection upon perfection? And Ginger Gonzaga does have that perky little cute butt.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So great, Skin. Yeah, so
and
great.
I should one other thing about this show. So Melissa Leo runs Goldie's, which is the comedy shop that everyone, it's kind of a takeoff on Pauly Shore's mom, who ran the comedy store for all those years. So it's going to be a cool show. I'm excited about it. You'll see the debut this Sunday, and we already have the nudity because they release it. But if you haven't seen it, check it out. So it's definitely one I'm hoping I'll be talking a lot more about as episodes come out on Showtime Sunday nights. Called I'm Dying Up Here, about the LA comedy scene in the 70s. A couple other TV things to get to.
Okay.
The White Princess is a show. It's in its first season, and it's episode 6 on Stars. I haven't talked to you about it. We were big fans of White Queen with Rebecca Ferguson. This is like a spinoff.
And okay.
It's based on this book by this Philippa Gregory of the same name, and it's a story of Elizabeth of York, played by Jodie Comer, who's the White Queen's daughter, and her marriage to Henry VII. So anyway, it's one of those shows that sneaks up on you in the nudity department. So one of the things, Jodie Comer did some skin scenes in this, but she had nipple patches, which bummed us out, and we were thinking, uh-oh, this might not be a good show. But then, as you could see here in episode 6, this Amy Manson, who had a pretty good role on Once Upon a Time on ABC, has a real nice topless shot, a really good breast. This guy's wearing like that shirt from Seinfeld that Jerry didn't want to.
That's what I was thinking, the pirate shirt.
He's wearing like a pirate shirt. So
the famous Seinfeld shirt, yes.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's the kind, it's like that from that era where you would wear a shirt like this. But luckily, she's not wearing a shirt in a... It's a nice
nude
scene.
No, it's shirts versus skins in this scene.
Oh, very good. I like that.
I'm voting on skins.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Amy Manson had a nice nude scene. But check it out. It's called White Princess on Stars.
For sure.
They've been starting to do some really good nude scenes and something we've been monitoring at MrSkin.com. Now, I did also want to talk to you. Now, this is a non-nude thing, but it caught my eye when I looked over all the stuff we tape here at MrSkin.com. So it's called Shades of Blue on NBC.
Okay.
And they're in their second season. It stars Jennifer Lopez, and they had their season finale a week or so ago, and I definitely didn't want to miss this. So it's not nude because it's NBC and Jennifer Lopez, but she's tied up in a chair. She's wearing heels, incredibly sexy black stockings, a bustier.
Garter belts.
Yeah, and she's like taken prisoner and tied up, and she's struggling with her captor. She's in a chair. How freaking hot. And I'm not a huge Jennifer Lopez fan, but I got to say, that outfit she's wearing, ooh, that is hot for NBC.
It goes to show the power of lingerie. You know, lingerie on a woman is like, I mean, it just ups that ante. It's like wrapping a gift in a beautiful gift wrapping. You know what I mean? It just takes it up an extra notch. And I will say, she is wearing some very sheer black lace panties.
I know. You almost see J-Lo's down low. Look at that. Through the... Look at that through the underwear.
Yes, I'm all about this. So yeah, I'm again like you. I've never been like, oh my god, J-Lo, but she's bringing the heat.
Oh yeah,
and I'm feeling it.
Yeah, because like we're looking right now at the picture. It's a close up. So it's a bustier. The boobs are squeezed together. She's got nice boobs, and then the panties. She has to be shaved, right, to wear those panties.
She's either shaved, waxed, lasered, or she's wearing one of those nude thongs underneath for discretion. But let's just cross our fingers and just say she's shaved.
Yeah.
For our own fantasy purposes.
Yeah. J-Lo shaves her V-ho. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. And anyway, it's really sexy. So again, it's not nude, but worth checking out. You can see it at our website or at MrSkinPodcast.com. Jennifer Lopez from Shades of Blue, the final episode of season 2. Really, really impressive lingerie. I will make a note of that for the Anatomy Awards for best lingerie scene. So definitely check that out. Now, Andrea, last but not least, I did want to talk about, I've mentioned a little something to you about this TV series Glow from Netflix, which Netflix is going to release it on June 23rd. And it's another show based in LA. Glow is based on the old syndicated wrestling show, The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And we talked about this in a past podcast, but it's a look at the personal lives of women wrestlers in LA in the 1980s. So the two kind of female leads in this are Betty Gilpin, who you'd know from Nurse Jackie, really hot blonde. And Allison Brie from the show Community. She's also was Peter Campbell's wife in Mad Men. And I've mentioned to you before that as far as emails and requests, Allison Brie ranks pretty high on actresses that had yet to do a nude scene that we get requests for. She's something about her from Community. People know her from Mad Men, whatever. So what happened was, and I'm not even sure the origin of these pics, but somehow, some way, some pics leaked from, I believe it's the first episode of Glow, and lo and behold, Allison Brie is topless. And I, just by the what I looked at online, I'm like, holy geez, this is going to be one of the better nude scenes of the year. Now, I haven't seen the episode yet, but these we've seen these shots, and she has quite a body on her, so I could see why guys were so anxious for Allison Brie's nude debut. But it definitely will be happening on Glow. And what happens with those Netflix shows is they release the full season, and my guys go through everything.
Don't you just love that? It's awesome. So great.
Yeah. So
she has such an incredible body. I mean, her legs are so perfect and beautiful and long. And it's just like, come on, show us the rest. So this is like a dream come true.
I know the paparazzi, because we did some articles on this in our blog and at some of the other websites we own, where the paparazzi got some shots of her and her wrestling outfit walking around that were made public. That is pretty awesome. But overall, just and then there was a Vogue article that we talked about before, where Betty Gilpin and Allison Brie said that her and Betty Gilpin were without clothes so much on the show that they actually went streaking in front of the crew, which I can't even imagine how great that would be. But so the bottom line is, we can expect some really good nudity. Not just from Allison Brie and Betty Gilpin, or hopefully Betty Gilpin, but from the many other hot wrestlers that are going to be on this show called Glow, which will debut on Netflix on June 23rd. So I'm anxiously awaiting that. But we actually have some sneak peeks, which is pretty cool.
Very, very cool. I'm a big fan of what I've seen so far with the Glow.
Yeah. Glow in the dark. So we'll... So we'll be talking more. So yeah, so you know, people are asking me like, what you know, what are some things that you're excited about in the coming months? I mean, with Twin Peaks starting, Glow's kicking off, don't forget we got Game of Thrones. They just released a trailer, a great trailer for Game of Thrones. They're going to do I think 7 episodes starting in July, and then they're going to end it the following summer with another 6 or 7 episodes. And the trailer looked awesome, and you know, I mean, Game of Thrones is, you know, death and taxes and nudity on Game of Thrones all are what you can count on. So lots of great stuff.
And winter is coming.
And that's not all. Yeah. So we're all over this. We'll have a lot of great stuff to talk about in the coming weeks and months, but I'm glad I got caught up on some of this TV stuff today.
Yeah, and I'm so glad we got all filled in on the Twin Peaks. I mean, what I've been most excited about, though, is, you know, we talked about our whole journey with Below Deck, and we're going to find out really soon if the Below Deck crew is going to love just the tip from you, Mr. Skin, or if they're going to need the whole thing.
Stay tuned to the show Tuesday tonight, and we'll find out if they like our tip or not. Yeah, we'll see.
That's right. You know, I can deal with just the tip sometimes. You know, sometimes that's all you want, right?
Yeah. Yeah, hey.
But also, what's really exciting is, you know, Mr. Skin, you're all jacked up about Twin Peaks, but will it be enough to get the viewers to jack off? And I'm really excited that we had our very first ever, that I'm aware of, Merkin Lurker.
Yeah.
So we can all stay tuned.
Is that where we're going with Merkin Lurker?
We gotta go with it, man. Yeah. So we gotta stay tuned to see if there's gonna be a potential playlist for MrSkin.com. I just want to say Merkin Lurker a lot. So please make that happen.
Yeah. So come to MrSkinPodcast.com. You can see a Merkin Lurker. It's the it's when lips stick out through a merkin. So that's the
so
official
crazy
definition. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I'm so excited about that. We had a great show, and if you had fun on this week, just stay tuned for the next, because it's only going to get better.
Awesome, Andrea.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.